Dr. Marianne Cintron, founder of Step by Step Dyslexia Solutions. We're a nonprofit organization and we train teachers to work with dyslexic children. I also tutor a few students, and I wanted to share with you the joy of teaching the R-controlled sounds. So when vowels are followed by an R, we call that the bossy R, and it actually changes the sound of the vowel. They're neither long nor short. And there's a way we want to teach the R-controlled vowels. We want to teach the most popular, which would be AR, followed by OR. And then we have ER, IR, UR. And we also have suffixes. I like to teach the suffix AR on day two of teaching AR. And I like to teach the suffix OR on day two of teaching OR. So we always want to start with our key concept card. Here's AR and here's OR. I'm sorry, these are phonogram cards and they're followed by picture cards, which are the key concept cards. So we have AR, smart, R. And then we have OR, stork, or. So we always start with the key concept cards. We move to the sound circles, then we move to using our letters, whether we're using plastic letters or small phonogram cards. Then I like to have the students do some reading that I have on my computer of words and also sentences with those words. So I like to have a lot of fun with them as well. And when we're using the sound circles, we build words. So imagine the fun that we have teaching OR, okay? Corn becomes torn. Torn becomes born. Born becomes horn. So we can actually teach rhymes when you're teaching these sounds. And then we have porch. Porch becomes torch. Okay, so we will also teach that those would be rhymes, but the students know the ending sounds, and they never would imagine that they could spell porch and torch. So learning these R-controlled vowels are really important. What I like to do also is put the give the kids a spelling test with just some words, and then I will put two words together. So I would say short story, and the student will write short story. Now, when I say the word score, that has a silent E, and that's something the students have already learned. We have that sneaky E at the end of the word, S-T-O-R-E. And I'll say, let's remove the E and say story with a Y. And sometimes a student will even know it's the Y at the end of the word that sounds like E. So you can have fun with that. And then you could say store becomes score. And then I like to change a score, which has that silent E at the end. We call that the sneaky E, can become horse. How do you spell horse? And they would never imagine that they would know how to spell it, and they do. H-O-R-S-E with that silent E. So that's just a few little tips about teaching the R-controlled vowels, A-R, O-R. Soon we're going to be teaching E-R, I-R, U-R, and there's two more. I'll let you know more about that later. Have a great day. Bye. Thanks for tuning in. If what I have shared has helped you or inspired you, please consider to donate at our website, dyslexia-solutions.com, and I can get this message out with more tricks. Bye-bye.